Some of my bird-watching friends think I've gone loony. That is, I may be spending too much time watching loons. Just call it loon fever. The only available inoculation is a winter visit to the Big Lake. In the following recordings, you can hear loons barking and calling, pelicans flapping the water as they fly off, and gulls overhead following the loons and pelicans. They're all looking for fish out on the Big Lake. Loons migrate through Arkansas during spring and fall. A productive day in winter involves a single bird or two. It was a big deal when a single loon wintered on Lake Fayetteville last year. I've seen zero on Beaver Lake this winter. Ten Killer Ferry Lake, Oklahoma, does not have this problem. It's in the Ozarks, too, but common loons are common at Ten Killer. I expect to see 100 a day without special effort. Fifty common loons parade Ten Killer on February 1st, activating the winter birding funnel meter. A single bird far away on the other side swims with its neck extended and bill sometimes pointed up. It could be a very rare yellow-billed loon. From hard-earned experience, my operational rule of thumb is that the far loon easily morphs into the rarity of my heart's desire. Now, a few days later, I refine the mystery loon. It's diving for fish among more typical common loons in the shallows around the marina. Up close, it sure looks like a common loon, but it swims like a yellow-billed or something, with the bill sometimes up-tilted. What does this mean? First, let's do the math. Several trips to Ten Killer, 170 miles each, and at the government rate of 55.5 cents per mile, $94 and change a trip. But loon fever is not ultimately about money. Mystery puts energy in the tank. I suppose whatever else is going on here, the more we look closely at birds, the more we realize they are individuals with much individual variation, like us, right? Or is this just my loon fever peaking?